gamblers are turning to day trading during COVID. I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. In the absence of professional sports or trips to casinos, some have turned to day trading. A sophomore at the University of Nebraska misunderstood his financial statement at Robinhood. That's a trading app used by many first-time investors. He mistakenly thought he had racked up a negative $700,000 balance, so he got on his bike and never returned home. The 20-year-old committed suicide to protect his family. In a note left behind, he admitted that he had no clue of what he was doing in options trading. Every year, many Christian families risk and lose money they can't afford to lose by seeking the big deal. There's never been a get-rich-quick scheme that didn't sound terrific on the surface. Promoters are better at disguising their bad deals than most people are at detecting them. So how do you avoid them? First, stick with what you know. By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. Don't risk borrowed money. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. Buy investments with utility, something of use to someone else, like the Proverbs 31 woman did. Don't make quick decisions. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. And finally, seek good counsel. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. And if you're drowning in credit card debt, avoid any get-rich-quick schemes. Instead, turn to Christian credit counselors. They can create a debt management plan just for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.